Blog Talk Radio.
Great God, evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome to Totally Whole Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Pastor Bridget Goings Gray, better known as Pastor Bridget. And I want to take out this time right now and give a special shout out to Dr. Rosemary Cook and thank her for allowing me this opportunity to co-host with her on her Monday night shows. Woohoo! Thank you, Dr. Rosemary Cook. And let me also thank the listening audience for tuning in on tonight. I am so happy that you decided to take some time out of your schedule to tune into this evening show. Yay! Woo-hoo to you as well. Well, let's get started on tonight's discussion. Totally Whole presents spiritual fitness. And we know that a lot of folk are into fitness these days. Folk are into fitness, relationship fitness, financial fitness, weight fitness, and checking out and making sure that they are in tip-top shape. Amen. And since we're talking a little bit about fitness right now, I want to ask my listening audience, if you would engage me for a moment, wherever you are, if you can now, because I know some of you may not be able to, but I want you to join with me and do a couple of little fitness exercises. I want you to give me a couple crunches, because I want to know how does that feel. Give me a couple crunches, and then also give me a couple squats, and then give me a couple of setups and push-ups. Yeah, push-ups. I like that. A little setups and some push-ups. Give me about, those of you who are in better shape than some than the rest of us, give me about 5 push-ups. Give me about 5. And for those of you who are exercise gurus and exercise a whole lot, I want you to go ahead and give me about 20 push-ups, and let's see how that goes for you. And So let's do that right now. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to do that. All righty, push-ups, and also give me some jumping jacks, some sit-ups and some crunches. All right, and tell me how does that feel. All right. Now, some of you may still be doing it, but for those of you who have not been able to engage us in that tonight, this is what I want to talk about. I want us to go to Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, verse 40. Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, verse 40, because this is the foundation scripture that we're going to use tonight to talk about our topic, our discussion on spiritual fitness. And so it says in one translation, let us search out and examine our ways. In another translation, that is the A part of that scripture. In another translation, it says, let us examine our ways and test them, okay? So here, spiritual fitness requires participation. It requires us to do something. It requires that we do a self-examination of our spiritual health. And understand this, and just like I asked some of you to engage in terms of the physical aspect of fitness just a couple of seconds ago, nothing good happens to us unless we are participating in it. We can't grow. We can't mature by osmosis. We have to do something to make those things happen in our lives. And so it is with spiritual fitness. We have to do our part because we know that God does his part. So that's how that works. And so I'm going to start off with a brief discussion about spiritual fitness and ask a couple of questions, okay? After which, I'm going to open up the phone lines for you to call in and have you share your voice on the subject matter about spiritual fitness. So listen, beloved, spiritual fitness is a broad topic. We can go from A to Z, in terms of spiritual fitness and spiritual awareness, because we can talk about spiritual concepts, We can talk about spiritual disciplines, spiritual laws, spiritual habits, spiritual beings, spiritual connections. So the range in terms of spiritual fitness can go from A to what, Z. And so we see that spiritual fitness and spiritual health is an important topic of discussion. And spiritual well-being deals with what? Our God side, our God self, our God connection, and our God relationships. When we talk about spiritual well-being, it deals with what? One, our God side, our God self, our God connection, and our God relationships. That is so important when we're talking about spiritual health and spiritual well-being. And so that's what we want to talk about tonight. And, you know, I've been dealing with this whole thing of spiritual fitness and spiritual well-being for quite some time. And I've been just thinking and pondering over the fact that many times people talk about that they want to be spiritually fit and spiritually well, but oftentimes they don't take the time out to do anything about it, and they don't engage in their own well-being. So, but tonight I want to encourage as well as inform you, beloved, that you have to participate in your own spiritual health and well-being. And so moving on, we're going to look specifically tonight at how healthy you are spiritually. That is what we're going to look at tonight, how you are in terms of your spiritual health. How spiritually healthy are you? And then we're going to explore your spiritual health and wellness to see if you are where God would have you to be in this season of your life. And so let me say this also in terms of seasons. Seasons are so important. We know that we have four seasons, winter, summer, spring, and fall. And those of you who are living in the Maryland area right now, for some of us, we're saying spring just passed us right on by. We have hit summertime. But nonetheless, we have four seasons, and seasons are so important because we know that seasons come and seasons go. And so we have to be cognizant and aware in terms of our season. And that's why it's so important that we are in alignment spiritually and that we are fit so that we are ready to walk into the season that God has prepared for us. And so I don't know what season you may be in. Some of us are in a season perhaps of drought and a season of dryness. I'm not sure where you are, but the reality is all of us are in a specific season, and there are seasons when there will be time to sow and time to grow and time to reap. Seasons where there will be a time of sorrow, a time of gladness. You just have to know what season you are in. And so I am here tonight just to encourage the listening audience as we engage in this subject matter about spiritual health, knowing the importance of what season you are in. And so if I ask this question to some of you, think about this before you answer it. If you were to take your spiritual temperature on this evening, what would it say? What would it read? Would it read that you are cold? Would it read that you are hot, lukewarm? How would it read that your temperature is too high, too low? And as I look at where we are in terms of, especially those of us who are believers and share in relationship with God, oftentimes we have become so comfortable in where we are spiritually. And so when we really take a look and survey our spiritual fitness and condition, if we are really honest with ourselves, some of us are overweight. Some of us have taken in so much of the Word of God but yet we have done so little with giving that word out. So some of us are just overweight, and then others of us, we're underweight. We haven't taken in enough. We haven't taken in enough words, so we're underweight. And then some of us have not, some of us are malnutrition. You know, we haven't taken in any. We're just starving, for the word of God. And so that's why some of us are anemic as well, because we are not connected to that blood source the way we ought to be connected to it. And so on a scale from 1 to 10, where would you rank in your spiritual health and examination? Where would you rank? With 1 being the highest and 10, one being the lowest and 10 being the highest. I want you to, if you could, if you have a piece of paper and a pen near you, take your own little survey right now in terms of the scale. On the scale from 1 to 10, where would you rank yourself? Again, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. And each year, many of us go to have annual physicals. And I know some people dread having it done. They don't want to go. And my question is, but why is that? Why is it that people are afraid to go and get an examination? Is it that they are afraid to hear what the doctor is going to say? Or is it that they don't want to take the time to have it done? And let me say this in terms of our physical health. I think it's so important that we take the initiative and that we take care of ourselves. And when we talk about people being afraid to hear what the doctor is going to say in terms of their health, in terms of what the testing reveals, and they're afraid to hear, that can cause more detriment to your health than good. And somebody said, what you don't know can hurt you. And ignorance kills. Amen? Am I right about that? Ignorance does kill. So what you don't know can destroy you. The people perish for a lack of knowledge. Or is it, as I stated, they don't have time? Sometimes people find time to fill up their schedule so they won't have to go. They get busy with all kinds of unnecessary stuff. Oh, I have to do this. I have to take the children here. I have to do, you know, a ministry event. And all along, their body is really speaking to them and talking to them. They really need to go and get it checked out. And as people who are striving to be more like God, it behooves us to take care of the temple that Christ has given us. Amen. And so moving on, as I stated, you know, the sad reality is that many diseases, if detected early, might not have had the opportunity to spread, whereas affecting other parts of the body. And so if you are a person that is interested in caring for what God has given you, you might want to be a little more proactive in getting it done and taking care of your health. Amen. So when you go to see the doctor, a couple of things that he typically or she asks you. See, they'll ask you things like, what's going on with your body? How do you feel? And are you having any problems? Because what this does, it helps them in determining what kind of tests that you may need to take. What do you need to do as far as your examination? So these are important questions that are asked and need to be answered when talking about your annual checkup, your physical, etc. And so oftentimes, people avoid trying to go. And so let me move on in terms of this thing called spiritual fitness and spiritual well-being. One of the things I know when I go to the doctor's office, and And for my ladies out there that are listening, I don't know if you're like this. I can't stand when they tell me, oh, you got to go and it's time to get on the scale. I'm like, do I really have to get on that scale? Because that's one of the things you don't necessarily want to see. You know, you already kind of have an idea where you are weight-wise, but to see it is a whole nother thing. And so they'll ask you, can I, you know, get on the scale, and we need to take your temperature, because this is a part of the vitals that they take. They need to take your blood pressure to check your heart rate and your respiratory system, because these are the things they are looking at and checking to make sure that you are pretty much okay and doing fine with your health. The other thing that takes place is that they take your blood. Listen to me. They take your blood. Blood does not lie, because that will tell a lot about your health. I was telling a friend of mine, the blood test will snitch on you. It will tell just how much you've been really caring for yourself and taking care of that temple. The blood test will tell everything on you and about you. Recently, I had to have a blood test done, and I'm telling you, I was like, oh, no, the doctor asking you all kinds of questions, and if you lied about it, your blood test is going to show up and tell the real truth about what's going on about you. So these are the mechanisms, the measures that are used to gauge where you are in terms of your health. And so based on the results of the test, some people may have to come back in 3 months to 6 months, as opposed to the annual kind of checkup, because there are some red flags going up. There's something that's saying that you need to watch this or you need to watch that. So we can kind of monitor that. And while we're monitoring that, let's try to fix it. Let's try to do what we can possibly do to get the healing process going forward. And I believe it's important to be proactive about your health and to be intentional about self-care, because on this side, you only get one body, okay? So this brings me to my point on spiritual fitness. Listening audience, when we talk about the spiritual checkup, my question to you is, when was the last time you had a spiritual checkup? Now, don't look around. Look at yourself in the mirror. I'm talking to you. When was the last time you had a spiritual checkup and you went to go and get your spirituality checked out and get an assessment or an analysis of where you are spiritually? A lot of times what happens is that we are quick. Yes, we are, when we don't want to take responsibility, when we don't want to do our part in our own healing process, we'll look at others and look around at what they're doing and what they're, you know, what they have going on, and we'll look at them as opposed to being introspective. And I think it behooves those of us who are striving for holistic living to do an introspective and to look first at the one in the mirror. Is anybody out there hearing me? So like with a physical checkup, a spiritual checkup gives you insight on whether you need to change, if something needs to be changed or need to be rectified. Let's start that, or whether you need to stay the course. If you're doing what you need to do and things are looking good, you're progressing, then the doctor may tell you stay the course. The other thing that could happen is that it may say you need to get some treatment. You may need to take a little something to get this thing under control. Or if it's that serious, you may need to have some surgery to correct it, because that's the only thing perhaps that can get it done. Have some surgery, okay? And so your spiritual health is a barometer that informs you of how fit you are spiritually. So there are 7 areas we're going to look at tonight as we talk about spiritual fitness. The first one we're going to look at is faith. faith. And we know that we are instructed as believers to have faith. And some of us may not be doing so well in the faith category fitness. We may not, our faith may not be as healthy as it should be. And sometimes the purpose for that is because we have other things going on that we are so distracted and we're no longer looking at the author and finisher of our faith. And we begin to focus our attention on circumstances and conditions and situations, just as our brother did, just as Peter did, began to look at the water that was around him, the winds and the waves. And therefore, because he took his faith eye off of the center of his faith, he began to do what? He began to sink. So how are we doing in the faith category when we're talking about spiritual fitness? How are we really doing? You know, are we really trusting God? Are we really believing him? Or are we just talking the talk? Because we know it's easy to talk it, because talk is what? Cheap, right? So how are we doing faith-wise? And when we look at the conditions that's taking place in the earth, if we are not careful and cognizant and intentional about building that faith muscle, we will begin to get weak and wobbly and fearful because of what we see. So the next thing is love. How are we doing on the love thermometer? How are we doing? Are we loving the way we ought to love? You know, Christians are quick to say, I love everybody. No, you don't. You know, spiritual people are quick to say, I don't hate anybody. Not true. And That's a part of being honest with ourselves, because we need to have a greater understanding of what it is to love like God loves. And the only person that can help us to love like God is God himself, to teach us how to love. Because, yes, people do wrong us. People do little nasty things and say little evil things and can cause us sometimes to have some animosity. And sometimes the animosity is so deep and it's been there so long until we deceive ourselves into believing that we are okay with everybody and that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. When the truth is, and when you begin to peel back some layers, and to peel back that eye, and you begin to see what's really there underneath, and you see that there was some pain, some hurt, some distress, some brokenness there that caused an interference with us loving the way we ought to love. And so that interferes with what? Our health, fitness, our spiritual fitness and spiritual well-being. The other part is the heart, the heart. When we're looking at our spiritual health and well-being, the heart, how is the heart doing? You know, is there something that's in that heart that needs to be taken out, that may need some surgery? You may need a heart transplant. You may need God to work on some things and pull some things and plug some things that are in the heart, because we know that life flows out of the heart, out of the heart. What's in your heart? Because what's in your heart will come out of your mouth, whatever is in your heart. So making sure and being real careful to monitor the heart condition, and that we, again, are loving God, too, with all of our heart, because he requires that we love him with all of our heart. So as, again, as those who are striving to be more like God, it is imperative that our hearts are in right relationship with God and with others, with our neighbors, that our heart condition is so where God can use it and get the best out of it. And then the other thing is the mind. What was that slogan? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. The mind, the Negro College Fund, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And sometimes we spend too much time on trivial things, thinking about things that has nothing to do with progressing in life and moving forward and our spiritual wholeness and health and getting us to the place of prosperity and healing. So we have to be careful of where our thoughts travel, who we are giving space, who's renting out rooms in our mind as we strive for this thing called spiritual fitness and spiritual healthiness. We have to, if I can say that, we have to be really, really careful about the mind, because the mind is a powerful thing. It is a powerful thing, because a lot of things we know, according to James, stuff begins in the mind. And as the mind goes, so does the body, okay? So you got to make sure that your mind is being transformed. And let me say this. And as I continue on with this discussion, before opening up the phone lines for conversation with the audience, and that is, the mind has to be transformed daily. I'm not talking about a one-time thing, because oftentimes people have this false security that if I give my life to the Lord, if I give my life to Christ, then therefore that's the end of it. That's all I need to do. No, baby boo, that's not all you need to do. You ought to be progressing in your thinking, because if you're going to have the mind of Christ, and we are required to have the mind of Christ, then therefore we don't give room and opportunity for toxics to come in there and unhealthy thinking to come into the mind, okay? So, again, we want to be proactive as it relates to that area when we're talking about spiritual fitness. Oh, my God. Then this other one is a big one, the tongue. If you're honest with yourself, how many of you can raise your hand? Nobody may not. If I don't know if it's anybody in the room or where you are in your car, wherever you may be, but if you can, just slip up that lower hand. If you're guilty of that tongue, using that tongue to execute unholiness upon people, and judgment, and even condemning yourself, because our words can snare us. Being careful about what in the world we are saying. What are you saying with your tongue? What are you saying? And so we have to, again, protect that. And a lot of times, because we know that the tongue just runs off, and that's one of the things that a lot of us have the least control of, is the tongue. And so then, therefore, in our quest to be spiritually whole and spiritually healthy, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us guard that thing and put a bridle over that thing. Because, you know, some of us, we just get to a place where we just got to say what we got to say, no matter who it hurts, because why? I got to get this off my chest, as if as though it's going to kill you. Because the reality is, if it's so hard and heavy on your chest, the question then is your heart, have your heart been turned over fully in this situation to God? Has it really? Because if it has really been turned over to God, it wouldn't press upon your heart. It wouldn't be so heavy and wouldn't be such a burden on your heart if God was the center in managing, hallelujah, that heart. So therefore, we got to watch that tongue and don't even bring, you know, speaking things that God has not spoken over you, and decreeing things and agreeing with people that's outside of God's purpose and destiny for you, and declaring things that will destroy your life. And you know, some people have said things over their own lives years ago, and today it's still affecting them. And so we have to be good stewards and managers as we are seeking, again, health and fitness and now spirituality. Watch that tongue. Is it truly giving honor to the Creator? And then the seventh thing I want to talk about, the sixth thing, rather, I want to talk about, and that is prayer. Prayer, oh, my gosh, prayer. In terms of spiritual fitness and being spiritually healthy, a lot of times when we really examine our spiritual lives, if we are truthful, we are not where we ought to be in that area of our spiritual health. We have not really and truly and honestly given much time and development to our prayer lives. And I'm reminded of the story that Jesus, when Jesus was in the garden, he said to the disciples, could you not tarry with me? Could you not tarry with me? Because they were tired. You know, you get sluggish. And so some of us, because we are so weak in our prayer lives, we can't even pray for 5 minutes, let alone 15. I'm not even going to talk about praying an hour, because that right there for most people is something that has not been well disciplined in their lives, and they are not there. But it is my hope that those of us who profess to be, you know, more like Christ, you know, that we will get to a place where we fully develop our prayer lives. And so because it is important, especially as we look at where we are in this dispensation and in time and space, where we are in the earth, that prayer is essential. It is so important to have an effective, fervent prayer life, so that we know that prayer touches the heart and the heart of God and the ears of God, and it begins to loose things and to shift things when we pray. So when we look in that spiritual wholeness and being healthy, we want to make sure that those six areas are areas that we are indeed engaged in. And all of that consists of having a strong word life. And what do I mean, a strong word life? That we are taking part, eating and drinking the word of God. That is so important when we're talking about being spiritually healthy and spiritually fit, because we cannot truly be spiritually healthy and spiritually fit without the manual, without the word, without that, the word that guides us, and that's our compass. We need that. And that is the very source that is used to help us engage in spiritual fitness and to become more spiritually healthy, okay? So we're going to use those seven areas as a measure for our spiritual health and condition, our spiritual location. So we're going to use those six areas to measure where we are spiritually in terms of our health and our location to help inform us of our spiritual fitness, okay? So tonight, let's look within. That's what I want to ask the question. Tonight, look within. Look within and see what you see. See what comes out as you're looking within when we're talking about your spiritual growth and your spiritual fitness, rather. Beloved, I would like to ask the question. I want to ask the question tonight. Number one, who has the power over your spiritual health and fitness? Who? Who has the power? And second, how important is it to you to have a spiritual checkup, and why? And number three, if you don't think it's important, then tell us why. Why is it not? And four, do you think God cares about your spiritual fitness? Does he care? And so now I want to open up the lines to the callers. You can dial 646-929-0631. And what you're going to need to do is press 1, please. Press 1, and that's the way you can connect with me. Press 1. I want to invite you in to share with us. I know some of you are on the path right now to becoming more spiritually healthy and more spiritually fit, but there may be somebody who's listening who may need a little more help. You may have some pointers that you can offer about your own journey to becoming spiritually healthy, or you may have some struggles yourself, and perhaps somebody can call in to share with you, because I am of the mindset that your story is a tool that is used to help lift and encourage somebody else. So again, dial 646-929-0630 and press 1 to speak to me and to be on the air, okay? That's what I need you to do if you want to be online with me, all right? So, and as we prepare perhaps to have some callers call in tonight, I see some folk on the line, to call in tonight, I want you to really consider some things. Hello, you're on the air, Prophetess Sean?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Do you have any tips, pointers, or anything in terms of the questions that were asked?
I was listening, and the first question you asked was, who have control over your spiritual power of your spiritual fitness, and is actually yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that God give you the strength and the tools that you need to be fit. But if you don't utilize the tools and the weapons that he give for you, then you're going to always be spiritually drained. So if your prayer life is not where it's supposed to be, you will find yourself always in a hole. You will always find yourself feeling like you're defeated. You will always feel like you're weak and tired. You will feel like the things that you thought you were delivered from, that you prayed about, has now surfaced up and came out your mouth, such as curse words. And when you believe that you deliver from something, it's not always the truth. It's suppressed. But like you said, that out the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. You will never know what is suppressed or delivered until you face with something at your doorstep that would tap into your spiritual being, meaning your faith, and what you've been praying on to make it seem like it's in vain what you prayed. And so in order for you to be spiritually fit, your prayer life has to be on point, because he said to pray without ceasing. You got to pray daily. You have to die to your flesh daily, because the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you are praying, you should have that type of relationship where you can go to God constantly. So the power of spirit fit is yourself.
Yourself. Okay. Good. Good. Absolutely. I do believe that God has given us power. And so it is you, the individual, that can control some things. You can control some
things. Exactly.
So thank you, Prophetess Sean, for calling. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless. And I see we have another one on the call. Let's see here. Hi, Michelle. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, you know, I was just encouraged. I was at work, and I saw your text and thought I would call in, and I was listening on my way home, and I'm telling you, it was just such a blessing to me to hear the word coming forth, the encouragement. When you first opened, I think I probably missed the first 5 minutes, but what I heard you speak on was about the seasons of our lives, and the fact that we have these various seasons. And, you know, the Bible talks about that. You know, I just read that yesterday. You know, there's the season to live. There's a season to die. There's a season to grow. You know, there's a season to plant, a season to harvest. And, you know, I just think about the season that I'm in my own life personally, you talked about our mm-hmm. stories,
right.
you know, helping others. And I just wanted to say that I just look at where my life is, you know, the changes I've gone through and where I am today, and the fact that, you know, we constantly have to be renewing our minds. If we don't get to a place where we have a hunger for God, where we turn away from those distractions and make time for Him, you know, we can't grow and move forward, like you said, that spiritual place where we're getting healthy, where we're being fed, where we're growing. It should be a constant process with us in our walk with God. We should not get to a place where we stop growing and, you know, we're lukewarm, as you were saying earlier. So I just wanted mm-hmm. to say, you know, I have had a life-changing situation, and I'm at a place in my walk spiritually where I do take my temperature. You know, I think about where I am, and
yes.
then I know I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back
yes.
to being that lukewarm person. And I was saved for many years, you know, over 30 years. And I was in that place where, you know, you just take, you know, day by day, you get distracted, you're focused on what's going on around you, your environment, and what people are doing or saying, and not on our relationship with our Heavenly Father, which is the most important relationship we have. You know, all the relationships that we have in this world, that is the most precious one. And many of us, it's the one we spend the least amount of time on. So I just wanted to say I was so encouraged by your word, and it was such a timely message about that health check, you know, that spiritual temperature, so to speak, where you are, and the fact that we do constantly have to be renewing our minds and feeding our spirits and our, you know, with the word, with prayer, everything that Prophet Sean said. You know, it's just a timely word, and I don't think there's anybody who can't benefit from it. And I just wanted to share, you know, where I am and where I'm trying to continue to go, which is to move forward. So, you know, thank you for this call tonight.
Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. God bless. Amen. Do we have any other callers on the line? We are moving forward, and we thank Sister Michelle and Prophet Sean for sharing and offering some of their insight as it pertains to spiritual health and wellness, and where they are is really important. It's really important. And so let's see. Do we have anybody else on the line? Okay.
Yes.
Carla, identify yourself. Who am I speaking with?
Good evening. This is Pastor Rose.
Hi, Pastor Rose.
Hi, Pastor Bridget. I just want to thank you for that powerful, powerful message. It just made me think about so many different things. And I know you asked the three questions, but I want to just comment on what your caller just said, Michelle. You know, it's something about seasons, and I, too, read that scripture on yesterday because God has me transitioning into a new area of ministry. And in order for us to transition properly, we have to know what season we're in. And that's
right.
where being spiritually fit really comes into play, where your relationship with God really gets tested. Because if you shift, and this is something that's different, it's a new area, it's unfamiliar territory. And if you are not in tune to the Spirit, you'll begin to doubt the voice of God, and you might begin to listen to, you know, other voices. But I just thank God that, you know, excuse me, where we are in life, any decision, any crucial decision that we have to make, we definitely have to be spiritually fit and spiritually in tune. And I think, you know, the question that you asked was who has the power over our health and fitness. The truth is we have the power, but sometimes we relinquish that power. You know, sometimes we doubt the power that lies within us, and we give other people authority to make decisions for us. And when we listen to other voices, it begins to dilute the voice of God, and we begin to move on somebody else's opinion or somebody else's decision, and we lose footing on what God has already spoken to our spirit. So that's why it's so important, it's vital that we get our spiritual checkup so that we will know where we stand in our relationship with God, so that when he says shift, that we'll be able to shift, that we won't delay because we are not fit, because we have relinquished a power to somebody else. So I just think that, you know, we definitely have to take our spiritual temperatures on a daily basis and examine where we are in our faith and our walk, and whether we are hearing the voice of God. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Dr. Rosemary. Thank you so kindly, and we appreciate your insight as well. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. So we are grateful to God this evening for the callers that did call in. And as we prepare to kind of wrap it up, you know, if you still need to call in and you want to really share something with us based on what you have heard, again, the number is 646-929-0630, and press 1 to talk with me, okay? But as we continue on and prepare to wrap up our discussion on tonight, and listening to the callers and offering their insight, I think one of the things we must pay attention to, and that is be honest with where we are and pay attention to, you know, those challenges that we have and not sweep them under the rug and not call it for what it is. Amen. And you have to speak what you see, own your stuff, and say this is what it is. Because if God is going to deal with it, you have to own it, okay? So I wanted to say that. And so as we prepare to say a great God evening to you, I just want you to schedule a regular and routine checkup by asking yourself the following questions. These are some of the questions that you perhaps want to consider when you're doing your routine checkup. Ask yourself, is pleasing God with your life your highest priority? Ask yourself that. Is pleasing God with your life your highest priority? That's number one. Number two, ask yourself, am I actively serving God? Important. Am I actively serving God? Because sadly enough, oftentimes people of faith have the tendency to want others to serve them. Am I actively serving God? And then number three, am I reaching out to those around me? Again, that's another area. People oftentimes can be a little selfish and self-centered because we are our brother's keeper, we are our sister's keeper. If we believe in the word of God, we are. We are. We are according to the scripture. The next question is, am I growing in my desire to obey and please God? Okay? Am I growing in my desire to obey and please God? We know that obedience is a part of being a follower of God. Okay? Obedience. We know that Christ himself had to obey and say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Okay? So we want to make sure that's one of the questions when we're taking our routine checkup. The next one is, are there areas I am holding back from God? Because, you know, sometimes we really don't. We like to sing, I surrender all. I surrender all. Really? When there's some stuff you and I may be holding on to. Some stuff we think we can hide under the bed and stuff in the closet and push in the drawer and just put a little dirt over it. No, God sees it. Are there areas in our lives that we are really holding back from God? Okay? Are we really giving him all of it? The next one is, am I forgiving as I should? And that's a big one. That's a big one. Because oftentimes the natural response is when people hurt us and when people do all kind of manner of evil and speak, you know, negative things against us, we are quick, you know, to hold on to stuff and to hold that stuff dear and near to our hearts. And so that's the question, am I forgiving? And even when you're struggling to forgive, be sure to pray and ask God to help you, because that's a big thing. That's a big thing, because that, too, is a matter of, you know, heart and feelings and emotions, that kind of thing, being really sure about asking God to forgive, help us to forgive. And then the other one, am I loving as I should? Am I loving as I should? That's another one to ask when we're doing our checkup. Ask yourself, am I loving as I should? The other question is, am I growing more like God, or am I becoming more like God? Am I really walking and talking in the likeness of God? Am I becoming more like Christ? Ultimately, that's the other question. And then the last question I want to put to you is my relationship with Jesus in good standing? Is it in good standing? And most of the time people are quick to say, yeah, you know, there's nothing between my soul and my Savior. Really? If we were to call some folk who live in your house and people you work with and folk in your neighborhood and folk you drive next to on the highway and the beltway, the street, whatever it is, can they attest that you are really demonstrating the love of Christ? So those are some of the questions to ask yourself when you're taking your spiritual checkup, when you're having your spiritual wellness exam. Where do you fit? Where are you on those particular scales and questions? Okay? So, I want to encourage all of you who have listened tonight, those of you who have called in either by way, have listened by way of the web and through the phone system, I want to encourage you on this evening to be strong in the Lord and to rid yourself of negativity and to rid yourself of people who get in the way of your spiritual health and wholeness and fitness. Rid yourself of thoughts and attitudes and dispositions and characteristics that interferes with you becoming all that you have been destined and purposed to be through the supernatural and divine power of God, our Heavenly Father. Rid yourself of that, because you do not want anything interfering with God's channel of using you to the fullness and for his glory. You want to be a vessel of honor, a vessel that is pleasing, one to God. Amen? And so I want to encourage you tonight, somebody on that's listening, go and take your spiritual exam. And I would say for some folk to put it on the calendar, but some of y'all are too much of procrastinators. So I want y'all to do it as soon as you hang up the phone or soon as you shut down the computer from the show, whatever system or mechanism you're using to listen to it. As soon as you are through with this with this talk show, go and do it. Okay? All right, there's no time what like the present time. Like the present time. Again, time is important, and time is so crucial, and time is an asset. Amen? All right, so I want to say to you to be sure to tune in next week to Totally Whole, because Dr. Rosemary Cook has an awesome discussion. Totally Whole will present which voices are you listening to. So tune in to hear Dr. Rosemary Cook next Monday at the same time, the same station. Okay, also, if you have an opportunity, listen for or check out the Family Healing Circle for their upcoming lineups. They have many. They're on Thursday nights, so check them out. Also, if you want to reach me, you can do so via email. I can be reached at Living It Up Ministries. That is Living It Up, Living without a G, LIVINITUP Ministries at yahoo.com. Or go to my Facebook page and just click in Pastor Bridget Goings Gray. And for those who are in the DMV area, you can join me in the Living It Up Ministries family on Saturday mornings at 11:45 a.m. and at 12:45 on the first Saturdays. And the address is 5355 Phelps Luck Drive in Columbia, Maryland. Again, you can reach me via email, livingitupministries@yahoo.com, or go on my Facebook page, Past Bridget Goings Gray. Okay, and friend me or, send me a message or what have you. I look forward to hearing from some of you. And, again, I want to say to those of you who are listening, thank you so much for tuning in and for spending your time with us on this evening, and look forward to sharing with you another time and again. Be blessed and have a great God evening.